You know how it is. You want to look, and you don't want to look. I can remember the strange feelings I had when I was a kid looking at war photographs in Life magazine. The ones that showed dead people, or a lot of dead people, lying close together in a field or a street, often touching, seeming to hold each other. Even when the picture was sharp and cleanly defined, something wasn't clear at all. Something repressed that monitored the images and withheld their essential information. It may have legitimized my fascination, letting me look for as long as I wanted. I didn't have a language for it then, but I remember now the shame I felt. Like looking at first porn, all the porn in the world. I could have looked until my lamps went out, and I still wouldn't have accepted the connection between a detached leg and the rest of the body. Or the poses and positions that always happened. Bodies wrenched too fast and violently into unbelievable contortion. Or the total impersonality of group death, making them lie anywhere and anywhere it left them, hanging over barbed wire or thrown promiscuously on top of other dead, or up into the trees like terminal acrobats. Supposedly you weren't going to have that kind of obscuration when you finally started seeing them on the real ground in front of you. But you tended to manufacture it anyway, because of how often and how badly you needed protection from what you were seeing, had actually come 30,000 miles to see.